Hello, Stephen.
Yep, that's me.
How you going, mate?
Not too bad, thanks. Oh, there I am.
Your head's just coming in now.
Yep.
Hang on, I'll get some photos, so you'll have to give us a little smile, eh?
That's me. Oh, get rid of this buddy.
Oh, it looks fantastic. Looks like you belong in the Air Force or something. And it's only for your parents to see and a few of the people to laugh at, so don't worry too much. Looked good when you had a bit of help in the background there.
Yeah, that was Dave.
Was it? He's a handy man to have around.
Bloody oath. He's bloody good help.
Says. She's glad when he's in England.
Yeah. Give her a bit of a break.
Yep. So how you going?
Bloody good, actually. Having a bloody blast over here. It's just awesome.
Yeah, we're recording this.
All right, yeah.
So we've got to try not to swear too much.
Oh, sorry.
Don't apologise. I just don't want people to think that we're bad human beings, you know.
That's right.
So, birthday tomorrow, mate, or is it today?
Today your time, but tomorrow my time.
Oh,
so yeah.
So you get happy birthday twice.
Yeah. Probably call the folks back home tonight and let them know what's happening. So yeah,
fantastic.
Should be good.
Fantastic. Well, we've got some questions that I've been asking all the boys.
Yep.
And your old man's actually sent in a few. Hang on, tell him to put his head there and I'll get a photo of both of you.
Oh, yeah. Jump in.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
Okay. Just grab him by the ear roll if you see him again.
Yeah.
If they want to come over, we'll just take a photo of you both together and that'll be great.
Yeah, they're disappeared again now.
Good. I've got a few questions from your dad, then I'll just ask you some from the rest of the boys that I've been asking.
Yeah, sure thing.
Righto. Here's the first one. Were you more surprised at how good the French were or how bad the ref was?
Probably more surprised about the ref, actually. It's sort of a bit of an eye-opener. It was a bit, crazy, if you'd like to say. I think the penalty count was something like 17-3, so it was just ridiculous.
Wow, sounds like a Queensland game, mate.
Oh, yeah, something like that anyway.
So that's your answer. Good one?
Yep.
How has seeing the War Memorial affected you?
Well, we saw we travelled all over the French countryside as such, and we saw there was like stacks and stacks of memorials dotted all around like the country, and it was really really good. Like at each one, like you saw like all the headstones and everything, and it makes you think what happened here about 100 years ago, and you realise just how lucky you are. It's just amazing, really.
Wow.
So yeah.
They really put on a big show for the war memorials, do they?
Oh, yeah, it's just, there's like, it's really well, like, everywhere you go, it's like really well maintained, and it's just really, I don't know, touching as such, because you just see everyone who died and such. It's really good.
We're lucky in Australia, we haven't really had wars over here, so we don't really know what you're on about. We just have a few war memorials in front of libraries and stuff.
Yeah. Like on one occasion, we went to a French village as such that like the Germans just tore to shreds during the war, and it was left exactly how it was when they left it. And we walked through there, and it was just incredible, because like you saw their belongings and like the bullet holes and everything. It was out of this world.
Wow.
So yeah. I forget the name of it, but it was a bloody horrific story when we were there, but it was really good.
Wow, fantastic. I mean, not fantastic. Fantastic that they do that in the respect for the old timers and all that.
Yeah, it was really good, really good.
Then again, the Germans are pretty good at invading France.
They've done it a few times.
Yeah. They probably deserve it for eating all that bread.
Oh, God, just... The boys haven't stopped complaining about that since we got there until we left, just all about the bread. Oh, God.
We'll get to that, Steve. Don't worry. Here's another one from your old man.
You're right, yeah?
Will you ever complain about playing in the hot, sunny conditions?
Never again. Never again. When we played the other night, it was -1 degree Celsius in Fairdingham. I reckon it'll be colder tomorrow night, because it's getting down to about -5 each night. It is just ridiculous.
One of my photographers sent me a link to a BBC news story that says it's minus 17 somewhere.
Oh, yeah, it's just, it's nothing like this back home, especially where I'm from up in Rocky. It's just, oh, it's a whole new experience. Where we're staying at, the bloody canal of water outside us is all frozen solid over the last couple of days. So it's just, it's a bit of a experience as such.
Pretty cold, mate.
Yeah.
You don't look too cold inside. It must be a bit wet.
We don't live inside unless for training or shopping. That's about it.
Survival of the human instinct.
Yeah, pretty much. Stay inside and keep warm. That's about the basic what we're doing at the moment.
Sweet as. Well, that's your old man's questions, Gorny. Only sent in free.
Yeah, that's right.
So I've got some other ones. So how are you? What have you been doing? What's going on?
What we've been doing? Pretty much. Every time we have a game, we have about a space of a couple of days afterwards where we just sort of like see the area around where we are. Like the other day, we went up to Northern Wales, and we saw one of the old medieval castles up there, and it was really good. And then like towards the game, which is like tomorrow for us, we like start training a couple of days out, a couple of sessions a day, and just start building into it. So yeah, just a real good mixture between like. Seeing like the area and just getting ready for footy.
Yep.
It's really good.
And I hear you had a blinder in the last game, mate.
So they tell me, but nah. I don't know. Everyone. Yeah, that was a real big honour, actually. It was really good. I don't know, we just like set the platform up the middle really well, and the buddy scoreboard just took care of itself. It was real good.
That's the way it is when you rely on your mates, isn't it?
That's the way to do it. Yep.
Okay. So tell us about some of the match time you've had, some of the games you've been playing.
For the first game against the under-17s, the French under-17s, I ran on against that team and played about half a game, like with interchange and that. And then for the second game against the French under-20s, I was water boy, actually. I was rested that game, so... I ran water for the team, so I technically did get a fair bit of game time, but I just wasn't playing. And then the game just gone, I ran on again, and I probably got about a good half a game towards three quarters game, and that was like real good. Got a fair bit of game time then, and tomorrow I'm starting off the bench, so that should be good. That's about it, really. Because we played 70-minute halves in... Oh, it's not 70-minute halves. 70-minute games in France, but we played the full 80 minutes here.
Yep.
So everyone gets a bit more of a chance to sub on and off, so it should be real good.
Beautiful. Yep, it's important that everybody gets a go.
Yeah. That's the way. Because they allow us to have a full bench of about 20 players.
Yep.
So, yeah, everyone's getting a run, so it should be good.
What about the French food?
I personally loved it.
Yeah? What did you like the most?
Yeah. On the last night we were there, we had a traditional French meal where they brought out all these different foods for us to taste, from bloody frog's legs to bloody snails, what was there at one stage? There was raw horse meat and sheep intestines. There was a whole works.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got stuck into that, and it wasn't too bad, actually. Well, after you got past the actual sight of it, it was pretty good.
Queensland.
Yeah. Pretty much eat anything. That's what the boys have been telling me. I can't believe I'm not as fussy as the rest of them.
Good on you, mate. You'll be a survivor.
Everybody else. That's the way.
So that's the food question gone.
Yep.
What was your favourite food there, though? The chocolate and the bread, or the frog legs, or the raw horse?
Well, on a day-to-day basis, we had bloody... What did we have for breakfast? We had a bowl of... a bowl of hot chocolate, and you dipped your breadstick into it for brekkie. And I thought that was just marvellous. on a bloody cold... on a cold French morning, that just warmed up so good. But for the traditional foods as such, I love the bloody snails. Because they were just covered in... Because they were covered in garlic and just tasted like garlic prawns to me, so they were beautiful.
Did they? And what do they call those snails?
Oh, God knows. They have some tricky French name to it.
Yeah, I know. I'd embarrass myself trying to say it, so I won't.
Oh, yeah. We weren't too good when it came down to the breakdown of communication over there. That was pretty funny.
Because nobody could speak French.
we have our interpreter with us, but he was missing some of the time, so we had to improvise on numerous occasions.
We can't talk about the girls, I forgot about that.
The boys gave it a fair shot, let's just leave it at that.
Of course they did. So who's the funniest bloke on the tour, Steve?
Oh, funniest bloke on the tour. Well, there is quite a few candidates for that one. Bit of a toss-up between... Oh, there's two blokes, really, for me. Bloke by the name of Oliver Percy and a bloke by the name of Daly Booney. Blokes, both from down from... up from New South Wales, and they're bloody hilarious. just to be around in that, so, yeah. Mind you, with the whole bloody atmosphere as such in camp, everyone just bloody chips in as such, so yeah, it's a real good atmosphere.
Cool. And what about the opposite end of the scale? Who's the biggest pain in the bum?
Oh, well, bloke who's staying in my room at the moment, we refer to him as Robbo the Serial Pest. So that's the bloke for name of Sam Foster, and he gets on your nerves a bit, but nah, he's a good fella. And also and there's also another bloke. He's probably worse than Foster. He comes into our room, just bloody hangs around all day long. Bloke by the name of Luke Abdul Rahman. He's bloody. But they're all good. You gotta love them for it.
Absolutely. Well, we're nearly running out of time for this little one, mate, because there's a couple of other blokes.
Yep, that's
no
problem.
Do you want to say g'day to your friends and your family up there in Rocky?
Yeah, sure, good. Hello to all folks back home. Hope everything's well. Having a blast over here and be home in about a week or so. Back to the glorious warmth of Queensland, and looking forward to catching up with you all then.
Give us a smile and a bit of a wave and I'll take a photo of it. Hang on, slow down. Beautiful.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a nice one, actually. Good on you. All right, mate, so who's next? I'll ring you back in a few minutes, in about 1 minute.
No problem. I'll pass on to the next bloke.
Yeah, I'll ring back so we'll make it a new, fresh thing imagery, because we're recording all this still at the end.
Yep. No problem, Steve.
No worries.
Okay, I'll catch you later,
See you, Steve.
Bye.
Bye.